Okay, Tov, and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now on the final podcast of Perek Yud Bet of Masechet Yevamot. We are at the Mishnah in the beginning of Daf Kuf Vav Amud Bet, and as promised, this will be a very short podcast as we have a one short Amud to complete. Mitzvat Chalitza, this is the last Mishnah in the Perek, Bahu Vivim Tol Veitin, this is the process. He and the Yevama come to the Beitin, Vehen Mesi'in Lo Itza HaGueret Lo, we've seen this several times. The Beitin counsels him an appropriate counsel, either to do Yibum, to do Chalitza, Shinemar, Vekarulo, Zignei Ro, Vedibruelav. The Drusha was Vekarulo, and not Alide Shaliach, Vedibruelav, Itza HaGueret. Vehi Omeret, and if the Chalitza is going to play out, she then declares, Me'en Yevamila Akim Lachim Shem Yisrael Lo Avayabmi. His psukim are all on the page. He refuses to be Mi'abem, to keep his brother's name alive. Vuomer, then he responds, Lo chafatz the kachtai, indeed don't want to take her. Uvelashon hakodesh hayomrim. And these had to be said, Belashon hakodesh, because of the word kacha, which is an ikuv. Nikshoivim toi lav la inaz kenim, vachalzana alom yaraglo. So she approaches, takes a shoe off, yarkab efanav, she spits in his presence. What does that mean? Ro kanirela dayanim. It has to be the spittle that's seen by the dayanim. And then she responds, then she has a second response, a second statement. This is what's done to the man who will not build his brother's house. It used to be that that was the passage that was cued. In other words, the Dayanim would cue them to say this. That's what Eliezer's father, Rabbi Horkonos. So one time in Kfar Etam, under a tree, he had his Beit Din, and he had the participants for Gamar Kola Parsha. I had them read the entire Parsha from Kachay Aseli Shasharloiv Net Beit Achiv Vinikra Shmo Bisrael Beit Chalutz Hanal. In other words, he read that all as a quote of what she says. Huchzakuliot Gomrim Kola Parsha. And then from then on, the minhag was to read the entire Parsha, meaning the girl reads the end. Vinikra Shmo Bisrael Beit Chalutz Hanal. But what does that mean, that his name shall be called Beit Chalutz Hanal? Mitzvah b'dayanim v'lo mitzvah b'talmidim. So Tanakama says, or Chachamim say, that that's a mitzvah that the dayanim have to declare Beit Chalutz Hanal. Rabbi Yehuda omer mitzvah kol amdim sham lamar Chalutz Hanal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a mitzvah for everybody standing there to respond Beit Chalutz Hanal or Chalutz Hanal. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda the Amora says, mitzvah chalitza. He gives a parallel description. What's the mitzvah? Korah, she reads, v'koreh, he reads, v'choletzit, she takes off the shoe, v'rokek, rokaka. And she spits, v'kora, and she reads. So she declares, he declares, she removes the shoe, she spits, and she declares, which is basically what we've had so far. My kamashvan, so what's Rabbi Yehuda teaching us? Matniti, that's our Mishnah. So our kamashvan mitzvah hachi, what he's saying is that's the ideal. And if the order is reversed, that's okay. In other words, he's saying that's the ideal way to do it. In other words, the Mishnah might have given the impression that this order is significant. Rabbi Yehuda says that's the ideal, but not indispensable. Tanya Namihachi, Ben Shiktim Chalitza L'Rakika, Ben Shiktim Rakika L'Chalitza, this we saw earlier in the parak, whether the spitting or the removal of the shoe came first, Masha Sasui, it's valid. Rabbaya, Haiman Demakri Ger Chalitza, so Rabbaya says, when you're reading off the passage and cueing her how to speak, Lo Likre L'Dida, don't have her read, Lo L'Chude, V'Avaya Mi L'Chude, don't have her read, Lo, and then Avaya Mi, because then it sounds like, no, indeed, he does want to take me. This is the old no stopping in the way that the man tries to get out of the parking ticket. Where he takes a sense, I thought the sign said no, parking anytime. So, lo, avayab me. No, indeed, he wants to take me. Ela lo, avayab me. You have to rather read it as one phrase. V'lo yikri l'didein, when you're cueing the man, lo l'chudei, chavatz l'chudei. Don't read lo, and then chavatz l'kachta. Which makes it sound like, no, indeed, I do want to take her. You have to say it with one phrase. Now, Rava Amar, Afsuke Miltahi. Rava says this is just simply parsing. Afsuke Miltahi Lanbat. We're not really concerned with that. If they stop at the wrong place, if they take a breath at the wrong place, we know what the intent is. The words are all correct, and the parsing is not a problem. Now, Rav Ashi, Ashkechad Rav Kahana, he saw that Rav Kahana, the Kamitzar Makrila Lo Yavai Avayamim. Rav Kahana evidently was either short of breath or had difficulty, but he was pushing himself to say Lo Avayami in one breath. So Amar Rav Ashi said, Lo Savarle Mar Lahad Rava, don't you know what Rava said and don't you accept it? That parsing is really not that significant. Amarle Moda Rava Belo Avayami. He said, Rava agrees, and that's why the way I wrote it in the text. Rava agrees concerning her declaration, Lo Avayami, that has to be said as one. Once that's clear, then the way that, so in other words, he reads that Rava's comment on Abai was only about the fellow's declaration, that there it can be lo, chafatz the kachta. Good. Now, Amar Abaye, several miscellaneous halachot about chalitza. Haiman dechatav gita the chalitza, when you write the get, lichtav hach, you have to write the following. Besides, on this day, she gave chalit, she took off the shoe, etc. Akrinuha ledida, we made her read, min me'enya yabmi adavayabmi. We made her read from, my yavam has refused until he refuses to be miyabim, the piece that's on the text. I bolded the sections that are read. Vakrinuhu ledidoi, and also in the text that says, and we made him read, mean lo al lekachta, which is lo chafatz the kachta. But in order to make it clear what it read, it said from lo until lekachta. Vakrinuhu ledida, and it has to say, and we made her read, min kacha ad ve'ar chalutzanal. This is following Rabbi Hurkanus' custom of having her declare the entire, all the way to the end of the parasha. Right? Marzutra mesartet v'chati l'chule parasha. Rav Marzutra would score on a parchment and write the entire parasha to be there in the Beit Din so that when they were reading it, they would have the text in front of them instead of cueing them and having them do a bal peh. So Ravidi challenged him, how long you tell me katev? You're not allowed to write parts of a Sefer Torah. So nonetheless, nonetheless, the Gemara right away says, the halacha is like Marzutra, we do write the entire thing. We're not writing it stam, we're writing it rather for a tzorach mitzvah, and it's okay. Now, Amar Abaye, rikakao kla tato haruach. Let's say that the woman spits, and it gets picked up by the wind. It never hits the ground. Lo astava lo kum, it's nothing. My time of yarkab efanav bainin, because she has to spit in his face, not on his face, but in his presence. It has to hit the ground. Hilkachu aroch v'gotza, so as the result of that, we say that if he's tall and she's short, if the wind picks it up, it is befanav, because once she spit, it was already sort of in his presence. He arukav v'gotz, but if she's tall and he's short, bainin adamati lahadiapeh, it has to get down as low as his face, v'hadar azil, and then we don't care. Amarava achla tuma verakta. Let's say that she ate some garlic and spit. Achla gargishta verakta. She ate some dirt or whatever it is that's used as medicinal purposes. These are things that encourage spitting, that create spittle. Lo astava lo klum. It's no good. Why? My time of yarka me'atzma ba'inan. When she says she spits, I mean she spits of her own accord, meaning that she's the one who generates the spit, and it can't be created by something else. V'amarava. One more halacha. Tzrichi dayanim lemechzer ruka kinafik impum diyavama. We've already seen this halacha that the dayanim have to see the spittle come out of her mouth. Dichtiv la'inei hazkenim v'yarka, because it says that she takes off the shoe in the presence of the zkenim, and the next thing it says is v'yarka. So he's reading the two together. La'inei hazkenim v'yarka, that she has to spit also in their presence. They have to see the spittle. Oh, good. The last thing was the quote from the Mishnah where it says v'nikrashmo yisov et chalutzanal. Mitzvah b'dayanim v'lo b'talmidim, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, everybody present has to say that. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, pam achat hayinu yoshvim lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. By the way, the practical halacha here comes out with sort of overlapping. The question is, the last pasuk, is that a pasuk that's a declaration by the Beit Din or a declaration by her? And after the custom of Rabbi Hurkanus, we actually do both, because she reads to the end of the parsha, and that's why in the shtar has to say, and we made her read to the end of the parsha. Then the dayanim also respond with saying Beit Chalutzanal. So Rabbi Yehuda tells a story. He says, "Pam achat hayinu yoshvim lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. I was in Rabbi Tarfon's Beit Din. Uvatei v'amar lachlotz. Right? V'amar lanu anu kochem chalutzanal, chalutzanal, chalutzanal. And Rabbi Tarfon had all of us present, even the talmidim, not just the members of his Beit Din, declare chalutzanal three times." So Rabbi Yehuda is supporting his position that everyone present has to say Chalutzanal, that he crashed from Israel. The mitzvah is that everybody around should declare Chalutzanal, and of course the Chizuk HaDavar to say it three times. Hadran Alach Mitzvat Chalitza. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 12th chapter. And Mir Tzah Hashem in the next podcast, which will be picked up in a number of days, we will pick up at the 13th chapter, Perek Beit Shammai. Everyone should have a wonderful day.